This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
So is Haslam coming back? Still case of him recovering deferred comp. He's coming back for his 18th season. That was already announced. Caron Butler also announced as an assistant coach of the Miami Heat. Nice to see C-Butt back. That's pretty cool. So that those things were announced. And I bet you that he does it for two more years. And then after his 20th, he kind of says, okay, I'm done. Then he steps up to the front office, coaching staff. Wherever the hell UD wants to work, they'll create a spot for him. Okay, he's not going anywhere.
I don't think the Heat would let him, right?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
he doesn't.
And he would probably go into revolt. His body would like have withdrawals from not being with the Heat. Correct?
Yeah, he's there, man. Now, speaking of the Heat, by the way, because since you mentioned it, I just want to throw it out there that, you know, we talked about Russell Westbrook and James Harden, and those two guys are, they're not fits here. They do not fit the culture. That's not the kind of player you want on this team. Those guys aren't going to be happy playing off the ball, which is what you have to do a lot in Miami because we spread the ball around, right? And so I think we've talked about how I'm not a fan of Harden or Westbrook. But I'll tell you this. The Bradley Beal one is one that I'm extremely interested in. That one I like. Now, the question is, what do you have to give up in order to get Bradley Beal? Bradley Beal's a team player. Bradley Beal's a good kid. Bradley Beal will play with the ball, off the ball, score. This is a guy that is a leading scorer in the NBA. This kid can ball. He just plays on a terrible team. Here, he'll be a better player, a better defender. He'll be in better spirits here because he'll be part of a great organization. You know what I mean? So this, I think, is a great opportunity. Now, here's the problem. He's under contract. He just signed that extension with them. What do you got to give up to get him? And that's the problem I have with that deal. That's the only thing that I don't know. What will it cost to acquire Bradley Beal? And that's what I need to know. Because you can't give up too much of your young guys. And I know other people are going to want to trade for him. And, you know, they may have better packages or anything. But I love where the Heat is at right now. That I don't need you to force the issue by acquiring somebody that forces you to give up multiple assets. I'd rather you continue to stay liquid. You know Bam's not going to sign that deal this offseason. You know he's going to sign it next offseason because he's going to allow them to have the cap space to add a max player while he gets his supermax contract. So instead of getting a max now, he'll get a supermax in the summer after this next season coming up. So that's going to happen. Come on, man. Nobody's better at wink-wink than the Miami Heat. But I'll tell you this. If Bradley Beal's available, that's one guy that I would inquire. As long as I don't have to give up too much that would cripple my team and it kind of becomes a wash. You know what I'm saying? Because what Bradley Beal is producing, you know, if you give up two or three players, combined, those players are producing a lot more than Bradley Beal. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But that's going to be the hook and the problem with that deal. As much as you like Bradley Beal, you're going to have to give up something in order to acquire him.